name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord will be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Father.
We celebrate today and tomorrow, this evening and tomorrow, the Immaculate Conception of the Virgin Mary. We recognize her as someone unique, someone who came to this world without original sin, someone who never committed any personal sin. We won't be like she was, like she is. We won't be without sin, at least without our personal sins. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacraments.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Year, we have a lot of memorials, feast days, solemnities, celebrations that throughout this year we celebrate, some of them in our families, some of them at the church, some of them in private. And very small number of these celebrations, we call them also Holy Day of Obligation. That usually we think about these days as days that we need to come to the church to participate in Holy Mass, whatever day of the week it is, like today, Friday, or tomorrow, Saturday, today, tonight, when we celebrate this Vigil Mass from the Solemnity of Immaculate Conception, and tomorrow we celebrate the Day of Immaculate Conception. This solemnity is also very special for us here in the United States, because Mary, Immaculate Conception, is the major patroness of our church, Catholic Church, here in the United States. We can think, we can ask ourselves, what is Immaculate Conception? Usually we think that it is about Jesus who came to this world through Mary, but not this time. This time, this whole celebration is about Mary, of course, how God prepared her for this moment of coming of our Savior Jesus Christ through to this world, through her. But we know that the Immaculate Conception solemnity is about Mary who is pure, who is blameless, who is without not only original sin, but also without any personal sin. When we go to confession, when I'm sitting there in the confessional room, usually people who are coming, they start the confession with the words, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned." I don't know if you know, but when Spanish-speaking person comes to the confessional for confession, he or she starts his or her confession with different words. They start the confession with words, "Ave Maria Purissima," "Hail Mary, most pure," and the priest should respond, "Sin peccato concebida," conceived without sin, without original sin. It is the recognition of Mary who was conceived without any sin, especially in this case, original sin. And thinking about her at the beginning of confession as our mother, as someone whom we should follow. Of course, I could prepare for this homily a very elaborate homily about the dogma of Immaculate Conception, but I prefer to prepare a few examples, that stories that maybe help us to understand what it means, Immaculate Conception, what it means, Mary, full of grace. I am not someone who likes golf. I am not someone who plays golf. I try to understand some rules of golf. But in this case, maybe this example can help us also understand Mary without sin. We can imagine someone who loves to golf, and maybe even he has some successes in his games. On occasion, he makes a hole in one. It usually takes at least 3 or 4 tries to sink the ball in the hole. The great score of 70 or 80 on 18 holes would be a very good game. Now to Mary. If Mary's life were a golf game, you would have to say her score is 18. She made a perfect hole-in-one every time. For that reason, we call her full of grace, the sinless Virgin Mary. For you, for me, it would be probably extraordinary to make throughout the day without committing some sort of sin. Very small, very little, but we commit these sins, a lie, an act of impatience or anger, the giving in to a base desire. By way of contrast, Mary lived each day in God's grace. It does not mean she had great strength on her own. In fact, she already acknowledged that she was full of grace because God gave her this grace. She said, "I'm the handmaid of the Lord." Her perfection came from her steady dependence upon God's grace. Perhaps another comparison will help us to understand Immaculate Conception. When kids go to the beach, they often carry small buckets with them. They collect bright rocks, sand, shells, crabs, anything which catches their eye. You and I, throughout our life, we do something very similar. Our buckets tend to be so full that there is no space for anything else. The problem is that God wants to fill our buckets, the buckets of our life, with something different, with something good, with gold. But there is no room. Mary, of all people, was totally empty. Empty in the good sense of this world. God filled her with all that is precious, with all that has a great value. God wants to do the same for us. But because of the stain of original sin, we are constantly collecting things that they have no value. But if we, in one moment of our life, decide to let Him, He will empty us from all this bad stuff, and He will fill us with His grace. It often involves some resistance. For that, the Lord, in His mercy, may use what at first seems harsh and cruel. Today, we look at our Mother, the sinless Virgin Mary, and we pray, O Most Holy Virgin, Immaculate in body and spirit, look kindly on me as I implore your powerful intercession. O Most Holy Mother, receive my prayers as I present them to God. O Mary, Mother of Jesus and our Mother, you intercede for us with your Son. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you
Amen.
That this team can be a reminder for us that Jesus Christ is close and is coming to this world for our salvation. In Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.